It online.
Such an honor. Like, I'm literally sweating. I'm so nervous.
Take it easy, Eleanor.
I'm very excited. Lester. Whoa, what? Lester. Don't get so handsy. Whoa.
Oh, I can't help myself.
The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
All right, this is a big deal. Welcome to the Comedy Store podcast. I am so excited. This is absolutely an honor to have you in studio.
Thank you.
I'm talking to Lester.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's very nice.
Willie, Tyler, and Lester, ladies and
Eleanor,
gentlemen.
Eleanor.
This is such a big deal.
Eleanor.
I want to know everything that's been going on with you. I may have so many questions.
No, we're excited because we're at the back of the Comedy Store here.
Yes.
And we came, first time we came to the Comedy Store was 1972.
Wow. So that's opening night or opening year?
It was the week. That was the opening week.
Opening week.
Yeah.
1972, you're here.
Yeah, yeah.
So April of 19. So.
Yeah, because what happens, like, we were doing a Laugh-In show.
Yeah.
TV show.
I remember Laugh-In. Wasn't Goldie Hawn on that? I'm going to do
no,
this.
No, no, no. Laugh-In. No, Goldie wasn't. He had gone by that time.
She was gone.
We did the very last season. And
wow.
We stayed over here at the Sunset Tower. Sunset Tower.
Okay.
It's the big building across the street here. The
yeah.
big tall building.
Yeah.
It's called the Sunset Towers. It's something else now. But we stayed there, and David Letterman, I guess, and some of the folks, they stayed later on. They stayed at another one, the two-story building over here.
Yes, Mitzi used to rent, I believe, places for them,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Until she bought Crest Hill.
Yeah, it's up
Did
there.
You? Oh, boy. Hey,
yes,
Lester.
Behind it. Up there. I'm Lester, though. I'm Lester Town.
You really are. You're amazing.
That's all right.
Well, where are you guys from? Where are you from?
Originally, Detroit.
Nice,
Michigan.
Detroit.
Brooklyn, Detroit, and then we had gotten with Motown. We were Motown, and we worked with Motown.
Did you tour with Motown for a long time?
Yeah, yeah. We were 8 years. We would travel. We used to travel one-nighters on a bus with the Supremes.
Oh yeah,
Temptations.
Whoa,
Temptations.
Were you tempted to hang out with the Supremes more?
Yeah,
they were hot, right?
Didn't they feel real? You got that? I got it.
I got it. We got it.
Thank you very much.
Amazing.
Martha Reeves, Vandellas. Back then, it was like little Stevie Wonder. Little Stevie Wonder.
Little Stevie Wonder.
Had the daddy say, yeah.
Yeah.
Fingertips. Fingertips, yeah. Yeah. And Four Tops. Well, did I mention the Four Tops? Huh? Did I mention the Four Tops? I used to deal with the Four Tops.
You like the Four Tops?
You used to be with the Four Tops? Yeah, I was looking, and when they got with Motown, I left them, and they changed their name.
To?
Four. Well, when I was with them? No. When I was with them?
Uh-huh.
It was Four Tots and a stick.
Oh.
Take your time. No rush.
It'll come to you. Four Tops and a stick, so they threw the stick out?
That's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
You're...
When I left, I was a stick. Get it?
Get it.
I went on the road by myself as a stick.
Was that, like, so cool, touring with them?
It's really nice.
Yeah.
It was, like, it was a lot of fun. It was like family. It was a family kind of situation. And we used to do a lot of one-nighters, being on a bus.
Oh, sure. How many? So that was in 72 or that was in?
No. Well,
even before then?
No, it was before then. It was, like, 1964, 65, 66, 67, and all that kind of stuff. That's when the Supremes began to get hot.
Sure.
Temptations began to get hot and stuff like that. And Stevie Wonder.
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
They were, but
I just watched a documentary on them.
Yeah,
yeah.
But everybody was on the same bus. But then everybody, the Supremes, they were able to go out on their own.
Okay.
And the Temptations were like headliners.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would open for them. We'd travel to the Copacabana in New York.
Wow.
The Copacabana is like this particular venue here used to be what was it called?
Ciro's? Ciro's. Yeah.
Called
so
Ciro's.
It was like a dinner club, you
this
mean.
Was like yeah. This was like what do you call it? What do you,
Lester, you know, I feel like you know more.
The Copa. This is the Copa,
Copa.
West. It was the Copa West.
Copa West.
It's kind
there
of that's
go.
What it was called.
Okay.
I mean, that's what we called it. Yeah.
And so what got you, when you came out here, were you still working with Motown or were you just like...
I was with Motown.
Going to brand
off. No, we were with Motown and we would do TV shows and plus go out And what happened was, like, Diana Ross had a, she hosted a show called The Hollywood Palace.
Okay.
It was like each week they had headliners doing the Hollywood Palace, and they would have their guests.
Okay.
So we were guests on there with Diana Ross and Supremes, and Stevie Wonder was on there. Jackson 5.
Oh, cool.
They were on there.
Wow.
And
you met Michael Jackson last
year? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Getting to work with the Jackson.
Yeah, he's my size back then.
Is it true that Tito cries a lot?
Huh?
Does Tito cry a lot?
I didn't know that. Is that a scoop?
No, I think that's an Eddie Murphy joke, but I like it.
Okay.
It always made me laugh.
Okay.
How cool was that going with them, though?
It was nice.
I mean, they were so young, right?
Yeah, but they were kids.
Yeah.
But the only time we worked with Jackson 5 was like that TV show.
TV
show.
I see. I thought.
With the Supremes and all of those folks. And it was a lot of fun.
Because Diana Ross was like his mentor, correct? Or he just looked up to her?
It was known that Diana Ross was supposed to discover.
Right. Because she was,
Whether that was true or not, I don't know. But, you know, that's what it was. Sounded good.
It sounds great. Yeah. It sounds like that's a great time.
I'd like to then discover that Diana Ross.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you like her to discover about you?
I'd like to discover in her boudoir.
Her what?
Boudoir.
I like that.
Boudoir, that's French.
Boudoir.
Yeah. You ever heard that?
I didn't know you speak French. How talented are you?
Yeah. See? No. Oui.
Oui is French. Si is Spanish. Si?
Yeah. Si oui.
Si oui. Si oui?
I'm bilingual. Si oui.
Is that why they had you on Motown? Because you're bilingual?
There you go. And the band played on.
And the band played on. Who's your favorite to work with?
We didn't have any sailors. It's the sailors.
Yeah. Everybody was so good.
Contours. Do you love me? Yeah. Do you love me? Yeah. Stevie Wonder. And I say, yeah. Stevie Wonder. Diana Ross. They don't leave me.
Amazing.
Temptations. Temptations. I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
I love that. Oh my God, you make me cry. I remember when you used to sing in the main room and it used to make me cry when I was waiting tables.
Oh, wow.
That was insane. You guys would do the big crescendo at the end.
I didn't mean to make you cry.
Well.
But since I did, I'm glad I did.
Because it was beautiful. It was nice.
Jenny Rustin, what becomes of the broken hearted?
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, a lot of hits from Motown, right? Right.
Oh my God. Like,
you know, we discovered it on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. It was like unreleased songs from Motown.
Okay.
It was on there. And we did a song and it wasn't released, but it's on Facebook. It's called Cannibal.
Okay.
And Lester was singing a song. I was talking to him and he was singing about a young lady. He was going with this young lady whose father was a cannibal.
Whoa! Know?
But it was like a limerick kind of funny kind of a song.
Can you sing it now? Or?
I forgot. Canada, 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 Canada. That's the name of the song.
It's unbelievable. I got to be honest.
You got to. It's tricky.
It's tricky.
Yeah, you nice to get the lyrics. Take it down.
Absolutely adorable.
That's great.
Wait, so what other TV shows did you guys do? You did Laughing.
Well, I have Laughing. Let's see. Flip, a gentleman by the name of Flip Wilson.
Sure. Who doesn't know Flip Wilson?
Well, a lot of people.
Well, I know. I'm old too.
A lot of youngins.
I get a lot of youngins.
But, you know, nowadays, you can go to the internet and find everybody.
Sure.
You know.
Flip Wilson.
Yeah, you can find
such a big deal. Yeah.
Flip Wilson, let's see. What else?
I got to be honest. I know more about Flip Wilson only because Paul Mooney used to make a joke about him on stage.
Oh, right.
So I looked him up and then I was like, that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I remember that when I was real little, like whatever.
Paul Mooney, real popular. Yeah, Paul wrote for, Richard Pryor, yeah. He wrote for Richard Pryor. When Richard had NBC, show on NBC.
That was brilliant.
Paul Mooney did the casting.
Yes.
And when he did I wasn't on that show, but when he did the casting, he had a lot of people from the Comedy Store.
Yes.
A lot of people from the comedy.
Yeah, Joey, Robin Williams.
A guy named Joey Kamen. I don't know.
Joey Kamen, sure.
He was on there.
That his family came in the back door. I remember his jokes.
Tim Reed. They were all on the Richard Pryor show, right? Yeah.
I think Robin Williams too, right? Wasn't Robin?
Well, yeah.
I forget, but I remember watching Richard's Omit Logic, which is one of my favorite documentaries. And David Banks, the great David Banks. Do you remember David? He was Richard's main guy. He was in the beginning, and he was so funny. God, he was funny. But he would come in the kitchen and make me laugh while I was waiting tables, putting drinks together, you know what I mean? Just talking trash about all the comics.
Nothing like making Eleanor laugh at the comedy store.
Not easy, but...
At the comedy store.
It's hard.
You know, what happens when in the early days of the comedy store?
Yes.
It was like the comedy store, the OR, the original. No, not the original room.
Yeah, original she room. Hadn't bought the main room yet.
She hadn't bought that, but it was like, that was the rock and roll.
Sure.
It was the Art LeBeau's.
Yeah.
Art LeBeau's was back there. And what happened was like, when you brought the drinks out, the service, Art LeBeau's and the comedy store shared the same bar area.
Oh, wow. Was it in the same spot?
Same spot. And it was like when you were on stage, the acts would be on stage in the original room here, right? You could hear the rock and roll bands next door.
Oh, my God. That's got to be the worst.
It's like, good evening. All night long.
So you kind of had to get your beats in order because you had to go with the beat of Art LeBeau.
Yeah, my foot stopped tapping there. It scared me. Because my foot never tapped before.
Really?
Yeah.
It got you tapping. Whoa.
Like a little nuns.
Lester.
I'm versatile.
That's awesome.
Watch out now. I'm scary.
So when you guys...
This is the basement.
Whoa. I love it. When you guys came here to... showcase for Mitzi, what was that like?
No, it wasn't showcasing. What happened was like we were doing television shows, like shows like the Merv Griffin Show, the Mike Douglas shows back in those days.
Those are big ones, yeah.
So Sammy Shore at the time, because when it opened, Sammy was running. They knew who we were, and we were doing Laugh-In.
So you were already like a celebrity.
Yeah. So when we walked over, and Sammy said, "Hey, we got this club."
Lester, you didn't run across the street?
No, I was looking out the window.
Okay, I got you.
I had to check it out first. And so he says, "We got this club. Why don't you come in?" So that particular
night, Sammy and Rudy DeLuca.
Yeah. So then I walked in that night, and it was like about six people in the audience.
Okay.
And there was a guy on stage, and he was like, nothing was really happening, but.
Was it Alan Bursky?
No, I'm just kidding.
Teasing.
Alan, my buddy, Alan.
I love Alan Bursky.
Yeah, he's
we torture him.
Yeah, he's as big as I am. Alan.
Was it true that Alan was your puppet first and then Lester beat him out of it?
No. The rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Alan's been on the podcast. We torment him.
It's good.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I talked to him.
But he was here like in the beginning. Like his, pretty much.
He was the youngest comic on the Tonight Show.
Right. He'll tell me 50 times.
His father used to work here.
And his mom, I believe.
I don't know about his mom, but his father.
Yeah.
And he tells the story. And
his father ran the parking lot, like figured out how to get.
Yeah, it was the parking lot. And also it was at the door too.
Mm-hmm.
And so one night, Les and I, remember this?
What?
We were on stage and something happened. And his father was talking, because it was a small audience that night.
Sure.
It wasn't a lot of people. So his father was talking to Lester from the door.
Oh.
You know, it was an interesting thing. And then he caught himself. Oh, no, I'm talking to that little guy. One of those deals. So it was an interesting thing. People still talk about that particular thing.
That's amazing.
That particular night. That lives in infamy, right?
That's right.
So you guys were here to see the actual beginning of the Comedy Store.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you get off tour with Motown or did you keep touring and coming here?
Anytime I was in town,
okay,
I didn't want to do anything. Of course, we'd pop over to the store.
And
I'd move from the Sunset Towers to Studio City and move over to Studio City. But still, we would come over and come in, do some time.
And you did a lot of children's shows too,
We hosted a show called ADC Weekend Specials.
That's
ABC Weekend Specials, and that was like We did it for, I think, 2 or 3 seasons.
Okay.
That was fun. And we did what we call wraparounds. Like there was a 30-second introduction for the story of that week and a synopsis of 15 seconds at the end. So you only saw us at the beginning and at the end. That's why it's called wraparound, you know. And it was like it was always about stories, particular stories and things like that. The Flying Frogs of Calaveras County. That was one of the books, right? Right.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the stories, right? Like based on books. All these stories were based on books. Yeah.
Because I can remember like waiting tables and you guys would be on stage doing your thing. And I would listen to people talk and they'd be like, oh my God, this is the guy from. They would say it was a children's show. I didn't see it. But
We also did the Jeffersons.
I watched that a lot.
An episode of the Jeffersons. That was fun. That was a fun episode.
Yeah, but
and what's happening now with Shirley? We weren't regulars on those shows, but we appeared.
You did
on
some
those
episodes.
Shows. Yes.
When you did the episodes, was it just you, both of you?
Oh no, it's
just Lester.
No, Willie Tyler and Lester. That was part of the
group.
Deal.
That's part of the deal,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, there's a contract.
Yeah, you made him sign it, right?
He has power of attorney.
Okay.
Power of attorney.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's okay.
Yeah. You gave him power of attorney?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did. I did that.
Very brave of you.
Yeah. That's me.
You're a good man.
Thank you, Lane Lunch.
But getting back
to the stories, like, we remember, at the Comedy Store, original room, they had a bar. There used to be a bar.
Maybe inside the room?
Yeah, in the original room, in the back of the room near the door, there was a bar, and there's a bartender.
Okay.
And it had about 4 or 5 stools there.
Okay.
And sometimes,
I can see it.
And sometimes we would sit there, and one night we were sitting there with Richard Pryor, and what happened was like a situation where Mitzi had that bar taken out.
Okay.
Because, why? Because people would sit there and talk.
Yes.
They'd sit there and drink and talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she said, "No, don't."
Is now that where the vestibule is? You know the.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where the bar was? Right
that's
there.
What, that's where the bar was.
Because if you look, you could see that
when you walked in the door, straight ahead, right by that wall there. That's where the bar was.
Yeah. So I always go from the back because I'm a waitress. I always go up the back steps.
Yeah, you can go that little cubby hole. You can come through that little.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was those were the days, my friend. Right. Right.
Can you imagine? That would be so awful if they had that now where, you know, you sit in the back at a bar with the comics because people are so loud at a bar. I hate bar shows. I do them a lot.
But interesting thing about the Comedy Store is because, and I would do this, and other comics would do this. It's very dark in there, you know?
Sure. In the original room, especially.
Right. So you can actually just stand in the back. In that little cubby hole back there and stand there and just reflect, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Because you're in that kind of environment.
Yeah.
You know, so they would sit there and listen to the comics on stage, getting ready to go on stage. So it's like exuberating kind of situation because it was dark. So it was like you were in a dream kind of situation. And that was cool.
That's like about the Comedy Store.
Was it as extreme for you guys a difference when Mitzi took over fully?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, it was like it was fun. It didn't skip a beat.
She was always on the road. I was her assistant for a long time, so she would tell me all these wild stories.
The Dunes. You probably know about the Dunes Hotel then in Vegas, right? The Dunes Hotel?
Yeah, of course I know all about it. I've never been there though. Did you guys get to work there?
Yeah, we worked there. We worked there one night. And it was like
you didn't get fired from there. A lot of people got fired from there.
No.
Pauly Shore got fired from there.
Who fired him?
His mother.
Wow, that's cold.
Right?
That's cold, man.
And Dice. Dice Clay got fired
from
there.
Cold. That's really cold. That's cold.
Well, what I like about Mitzi, whenever she
very saw... Very honest.
When she saw me, every time she saw me, I'd come in the club, I'm in the back, back there standing, and Mitzi, she would walk very slow. She wasn't
a hustler.
She
was dainty.
Slow. And she would look at me and says, "Where's Lester?"
Oh yeah, where is he?
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you brought Lester.
And then my brother Walter, he would come with me sometimes.
Okay.
And she would say to, "Hi, Willie," and he'd say, "Hi, Willie's brother." You know, so it's a funny lady. Funny lady. Yeah.
She's very funny.
Yeah, nice lady.
Did you guys ever go to Mitzi's house and party?
Never went to the house to party.
Okay.
We went to La Jolla. We went down to La Jolla.
Oh, La Jolla was the
comedy store down in La Jolla. We went down there, but no partying, huh? We never went to party. A lot of people went.
Sure.
You know, I guess they weren't invited. You know, another thing.
Oh, no, you were invited. Lester,
yeah.
You're the life of the party. You know that.
Yeah. You're psychic too, huh? But we, one time, it's interesting. Mitzi was gonna, she was gonna get a show, have a show, and it was like basically Richard Pryor.
Okay.
And I was gonna open for Richard Pryor, OR, original room.
Upstairs. Nice.
So I said, "Hey, that's cool. I'm open for Richard Pryor." Now, what happened? You gonna tell that story? Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. We went out one night. Like a family affair kind of situation. We went out to Benihana's.
You sure?
Something like Benihana. And where they cook the food in front of you and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, it's Benihana.
So we're sitting there with a whole bunch of people, and all of a sudden I got a cramp. I got a cramp in my stomach. And then this is before the food. It wasn't the food.
Okay.
This is before the food. So, I thinking, maybe it'll go by. And it didn't go away. And it got worse and worse. So I told my spouse, I said, "I gotta go home," you know.
Yeah.
So I went home, Studio City, and it was a Saturday night. I remember, we forget these kind of things.
Sure.
Saturday night.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. And 12 o'clock, I went to bed, and 12 o'clock midnight, I was in pain, I was in pain, so I said, "I gotta go to the hospital," So she took me to Sherman Oaks Hospital.
Okay.
And it was Saturday night, midnight. So they had to call the doctor who was on standby, because, weekend, if you call somebody's on, I guess they had a beeper or something like that.
Sure.
And I'm there for about an hour. He comes in, he checks me, and he says, "You got an epidectomy or something."
Appendix.
He says, "So we have to operate on you in the morning,
Oh.
So what happened in the morning? Yeah, in the a.m. So he gave me a shot. Now, I guess this is why... people become junkies, I guess, like that.
But that's true.
No, because he gave me the shot. When he gave me the shot, I felt good, and the pain went away. I went, "Oh, Anyway, the next morning, they told me the situation. They operated on me.
I wasn't there.
Did you get high?
No, I wasn't there.
Oh,
I was in a suitcase.
And
that's abusive, Lester.
I know.
You should press charges.
I know. I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, doctor.
Now, what happens, so anyway, they operated on me and they kept me a day. They said, "Go home and just don't exert yourself and stuff like that."
Yeah.
So I went home Saturday night.
Huh?
Saturday night again. It's a week later.
Okay.
Saturday night again. I got the pain again. The pain again. So I said, "I got to go to the hospital." And I went, they took me to emergency. And the people then said, "Weren't you here last week?" So I said, But anyway, what happened was the appendix had burst or something to that effect. So it was infected.
They didn't take them out the week before?
No, they took them out, but it had burst before they took
it out. Oh, I see.
Infection was there.
Yeah. Got it.
This is not comedy, man.
No, hang on a second. So what? Hang on. So anyway.
It's judgmental.
They took me in and I stayed in there. I figured, I was gonna do the thing with Richard Pryor,
okay,
at the Comedy Store. So I figured, I should be out in a few days, and I'll do it Saturday night. It was a Saturday night here.
Yeah.
So anyway, I stayed in there, and I stayed in there, And it got to be the night of the show. Now,
oh my God.
I figured I'd be out and at the Comedy Store. So anyway, the night of the show now, I call Mitzi, you know, and I called and I said, can I speak to Mitzi? And there was a lot of people. You could hear a lot of people in the background. A lot of people in the background. It was, the place was jammed. And she said, hello? And I said, Mitzi, this is Willie. I can't make it because I'm in the hospital. She said, okay, click. Because she had to get somebody. She had to get somebody.
She had no time.
So I can't blame her for that.
I
remember those days, though. Yeah, that's a sad story.
She didn't ask you how you were?
No. She didn't have time.
Got it. I got to get.
You're the show. It was almost showtime. You waited too late. Yeah.
But there's so many comics hanging around. Like, what other comics did you guys start with? Like, who were your peers, if you will?
I don't know. Freddie Prinze. Remember Freddie Prinze?
Wow,
Freddie Prinze,
sure.
Boy, let's see. Jimmy Walker. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Walker used to come to the store here a lot because he did good times.
Yeah.
And he would always come
he
here.
He was the big star.
Yeah, and he had
technically
he
back
even
then.
He helped Shirley Hempel.
Yeah.
He'd get her What's Happening Now show.
Yeah.
He helped her because Shirley Hempel used to hang outside front of the store, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
She used to wear overalls. She used to wear overalls.
Okay, I can see that.
There's the cling the same.
Overalls. That was her big thing? Okay.
Overalls? Overalls, they're called. Not overalls. Overalls. Just a little thing there.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Overalls.
And, we were able to do, we did her show too. What's Happening Now? We did that.
That's and so that was, cool that you got to work with her.
Yeah. It was
Marsha Warfield was here too.
Marsha Warfield.
I've been trying to get Marsha on. She's in Vegas though. So
what's she doing
Marsha.
In Vegas? Losing money?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
Probably, yeah. Or making money.
Yeah, I remember Marsha Warfield being here. I remember because she had just come out.
Yeah.
Out to L.A. and stuff. And she was just like everybody else trying to make it.
Sure.
And stuff like that. And things eventually happened. You know?
Yeah. I mean, because I didn't start working here till 93, and you guys were still here performing.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, we would pop in. And there was a time where we were gone for about 4, 5, 6 years.
Okay.
So we were doing
on the road and working.
Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff was going on.
And then the Comedy Store went through a kind of down, like Mitzi's health was declining.
Mm-hmm.
The club was just, nobody was coming in.
Yeah.
We call them the dead years, also the fun years. Cause,
yeah, you know, they have this though.
Yeah.
You know,
it does.
Yeah. But look at it now.
Look, I mean, it's back in like insane. Like I've been doing. In February, it'll be 13 years I'm doing stand-up. But when I was waiting tables here and working with Mitzi, I didn't do stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was more, you know, into how the show ran and dealt with the real aspect of a booking great talent.
What is the drink that people ordered the most from you?
A big one, where it depends on what night, but daiquiris were a big deal. Long Islands, Mai Tais.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of shots and beers. Those were the gritty ones.
Yeah.
Those were the fun crowds that were going to get wasted and throw up at the end.
Yeah, another drink. You know why I don't drink?
Why?
When I drink?
Why?
His arm gets wet. You got that? I got it.
I got it. That was a great joke.
You can quote me on that.
I will. So you don't drink at all?
No, I don't drink.
What about you, Willie?
I've never drank.
I feel like would affect Lester.
No, sometimes in the early days, comics used to drink. We used to drink.
Sure.
Everybody would drink after the shows, before the shows, during the shows and stuff like that. I didn't really drink a lot because I didn't like hangovers. You know,
okay.
Because I saw the other entertainers would have hangovers the next day, and I didn't want to feel that way.
Yeah. I'm 100% Irish, which means I should drink, but I don't drink. And only because if I do, I'm going to either fight everybody in the room or sleep with everybody in the room.
Oh, well.
Either way, there's casualties.
Want to drink?
Want to drink.
I'm just saying.
I mean, if you're buying.
Yeah.
That's how easy I am.
Yeah, easy as Sunday morning.
Easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Can you sing that one?
We used That's to just that. We used to work with a group called at Motown called the Contours.
The Contours.
Do you love me? Do you love now that I can dance? Watch me now.
Whoa, work, work. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. They were really great because they would do the flips and splits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That was they were a physical group, right?
Yeah, physical.
Physical.
Do you ever have go up in front of an audience you didn't like?
Because
not
knowingly.
Not knowingly. No, I know. But I mean, like, after your set, most of the time, I don't blame the audience. I blame myself. Like, I should be able to fix the audience. And yeah. You guys are so likable that I can't imagine an audience.
No, we had those days.
You have them?
Yeah. No, what happens, you go on stage and that's why a lot of entertainers, older entertainers, if they're doing live performances or mm-hmm. they're in plays. Or doing on stage.
Sure.
Light comes up, you know, light comes on, people applaud, people laugh, makes you feel good. A lot of people, entertainers that do that kind of work, they don't retire, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's something about going on stage and
immediate gratification.
Yeah, when you come off. Now, some nights maybe things don't go right, you know?
That happens most of the time.
Yeah, but when you come off, you say, well... Because when it was like a situation where I started when I was 10 years old.
And you started when you were 10 years old?
I was 10 years old. And we used to go to...
How old was Lester?
I was a glean in his... In
you were a splinter?
No, I was a glean in the carpenter's eye.
Okay.
I didn't know how to go with that. I didn't know where I was going. Yeah.
You were a gleam in his eye. I got
it.
Yeah,
yeah. And I had a small...
So when you started, what were you...
I was doing amateur shows.
Like but singing, doing stand-up?
No. There was a gentleman by the name of Paul Winchell, who's a ventriloquist. He had a TV show at that time. And I wanted to be like him.
Okay.
So the next day I tried to emulate what he did. And I was like,
so
we
cool.
would go and we'd do
What was his name? Paul?
Paul Winchell and Jerry Mahoney.
Okay.
See, you're from another generation. See,
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Was that local or was that... Global?
No. He was national.
He was national.
National
okay.
TV show.
Because sometimes, like, I watch stuff. I grew up in Philadelphia. You watch things, and nobody else knows what you're talking about. They're like,
No.
Like Al Alberts was something we had, but kids would go on there. Nobody knows who he is.
Al Alberts.
You remember Al Alberts? See, but it was like he would have kids on. Kids would dance or sing or do.
Well, like the Bozo Show. Bozo Show in Chicago. The Bozo Show in Chicago. They would, it was so popular with kids. Ladies, when they got, what do you call it, when you first get pregnant, they would.
Knocked up?
Well.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah, that's a Southern expression, yeah.
That's, first trimester?
No, that's what they call it in England, when you want to get wake-up call.
They call knocked it, up?
What time do you want to be knocked up in the morning?
Ooh, I would say no, thank you.
Yeah, that's what they say over there. But what happened was, like, when women got pregnant, they would call the TV station and make reservations for their kid because...
it was that busy.
Yeah, it was like 7 years.
Wow. So they're calling in their first trimester book their kid. Like, I know my kid's cute. Wait a minute. Your kid
can't... Your kid can't be cute because you can't see him.
Thank you.
What do I know?
And even if you look at an ultrasound, it looks like a squid or
that was before.
I wouldn't say a shrimp.
No, that was before ultrasounds.
Before ultrasounds.
Yeah.
Okay, so they couldn't even, they had no frame of reference. They were just biased on their kid.
No, they knew something was coming. There you go. You got it?
That's amazing. Yeah. But you're right. So they would call, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's how people are with schools now.
Oh, yeah. People are going to jail, too, in school.
That's true.
So look out.
What do you have kids? I didn't mean to say do you guys. Lester, do you have children?
I don't have any youngins.
Okay.
He has youngins. Well, they're not youngins yet. We got two sons, yeah. And
very cool.
And four grandkids.
Aw.
Yeah, two
congrats.
And two. Two and two, right. Good. You ever think about getting married? I was gonna get married one time, but my fiance broke the engagement off.
Really?
Yeah. She Googled my name and found out money don't grow on trees.
It's amazing.
It is.
I love it. It's a great joke. Topical. Yeah. Google. Look at that.
Yeah, Google it.
Google it.
You can Google anything nowadays, right?
Anything.
Yeah, if you can't spell something, you can just go and say, Siri, how do you spell Eleanor?
Right. And that's a tough one. I bet you a bunch of different variations come up.
And they'll say, Illinois.
Stay away from old ladies.
No, no. Illinois. Oh. Bartender. Comedy store. That's what... You got it? I got it.
I got it. She would never let me bartend. She always had Thai guys as bartenders.
Why?
That was her favorite. She trusted Thai men.
But then she didn't trust you?
Yeah, but only to serve the
drinks.
Wait a
minute. You said, yeah.
She trusted me to serve the drinks, not make the drinks.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
At her house, I would make drinks for her.
I didn't know what, yeah.
Yeah, I had to think about that for a second.
Like, you said no one just said yeah. No means yes.
No always means yes. Wait a minute.
That's almost like that song. Oh no, but it's sort of strange nowadays because of songs, the lyrics to the songs.
Yeah.
Baby,
it's cold outside.
Yeah, they can't sing that now.
No.
That's a felony.
That is a felony.
Yeah, you can't sing that.
Technically,
you go to jail. Baby, it's cold. Get your hands up.
You know what's funny? When I was younger, I used to say to my mom, this is really a funny song. Like, because you hear the lyrics, you're like, this is really weird. But it still doesn't offend me. I get it. It's a different time.
But yeah, that's...
It was a different time.
It was a different time. Like a car. A stick shift in a car.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean...
Those were hard to get around.
Well, in the early days, you know?
Yeah.
They need stick shifts in cars now. That way people can't text.
Oh, yeah. They would have to...
Yeah, there you go.
You think that would work?
Yeah.
But they're not bringing stick shifts back. Sorry. You got me all tongue-tied over here, Lester.
It's easy for you to say. No, they have stick shifts. I mean, people can buy cars.
You can get them with a real motor.
But back in the day, that's the only thing they had. Standard shifts.
Yeah.
But of course, they didn't have cell phones and stuff. So.
Right. But now, instead of going backwards to like stick shifts, they're going to make cars that drive themselves.
Yeah, drive themselves, yeah.
Yeah, that the idiot can just play on their phone.
They can sit there and just...
The idiot plays on the smartphone.
Yeah, you can sit there and just think about a stick shift. Just thinking. That's all you got to do.
You can will your car to go.
Or you can read a book.
Oh, yeah, read a book.
Mm-hmm.
No, nobody reads. But they would listen to a book on tape, possibly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can do that, too.
That's everybody's favorite thing.
I know a lady by the name of Nikki. She reads books like that, books on tape.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nikki. You knew a girl named Nikki, huh?
Yeah, Nikki. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a Prince fan?
No, I'm a Queen fan.
Whoa, you like Queen better than Prince.
No, I'm talking about Queen.
Not the group. I messed
that
up.
Yeah, don't feel no Prince. Prince, yeah. No, Prince
you're
is
more,
nice. Prince
you're
is
more nice. Into Queens than Princes. I got it.
Yeah.
No, I was just doing Knew a Girl Named Nikki was a Prince song.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
just
that song?
What's it called? Just Another Manic Monday.
Manic Monday, yes.
Prince wrote that song.
Yes, he did.
He wrote a song for
who sang it? Linda Ronstadt? No.
No.
I made that up.
No, he made...
Who sang it? I'm terrible.
The Bangles.
Bangles, that's
the
it.
The Bangles.
But what's her name? Brenda Carr? No.
I just know...
What's her... Susanna Hoffs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The lead singer. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah,
oh, yeah. I just know the Bangles.
You like the Bangles?
Yeah. that's nice. That's the hit. One hit wonder.
They were just a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, a lot of...
Bangles?
I think that's the hit. We remember them.
You might be right, yeah.
I'm not sure, but yeah, there's a lot of...
Motown had a lot of one-hit wonders. And then they just, like, disappeared. I mean, they had some amazing people that stayed in it for the long haul, but...
Yeah, they had a lot of people who had a lot of hits, but I'm trying to think of one-hit wonders. Needle in a Haystack. That was I can't remember the group now.
Needle in a Haystack.
Yeah, that was a hit for these young ladies from Motown, right? Right. Of course, Martha Reeves Vandellas, they had a whole bunch of songs.
Yeah. Now, they were...
Dancing in the street, dancing in the street, get down. And, of course, all the other acts.
Lester likes to party.
Mary Wells. My guy.
Yeah.
You know that?
Of course.
That's good.
Now, didn't they, my guy, they changed, what's his name, did the other opposite. And it went out of my head. I just watched it like a month ago.
Marvin Gaye?
Yeah.
What did you do?
My guy? Who's in, it's my guy?
He just did, it ain't that the peculiar day.
No, no, no. That's not the one I'm thinking of. Shh,
it's, well, it's, I seen anybody, especially, can I get a witness? Witness.
Whoa.
I don't want to sing too much since people want the royalties.
That's amazing. But yeah, but you're singing them. They would never, because you guys went on tour with them. So
no, but you can't sing. You can't sing, though. Can't
we're
sing.
Not playing their song. It's you singing it.
No, you can't sing that, though.
Whoa.
I can't sing. You can't sing it.
Did you have a lot of threats about not singing their songs?
No, I just.
You've seen it?
No.
You got good skin, Lester.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Where is it at?
Willie, too.
Well, thank you. Don't laugh, man. I can't talk.
Okay. Yeah.
You it's a nice place. By the way, folks, we're in the basement of the
How amazing store. Is that?
We're in the basement of the Comedy Store. And of course, we were here for years, but we never came down to the basement. Of course, back in those days, we couldn't come down to the basement because it wasn't a place to come down to because the stuff was stored here.
Yeah, and it wasn't the cleanest place. Like, they've cleaned it out a lot and did a lot of infrastructure, if you will.
Yeah, this is nice. Nice
yeah,
place, yeah,
much better.
Plus, like, was soundproof.
It, yeah. Whoa.
Unless you got the fan going.
Well, we can only hear the fan. They can't hear it outside. You can hear it on the mics.
Yeah, no, but it's not on.
No.
Okay.
Does it make you nervous being in the soundproof room?
No, show business isn't my life.
Show business is your life.
Yeah.
Your whole life.
I could have been a lawn jockey. Can I say that nowadays?
Yeah, of course you can. You can say whatever you want.
You know, another thing, too.
You got comedic license.
You know, the Walt Disney, they have a disclaimer.
Oh, yeah. So does the Comedy Store podcast. So you can talk about whoever
you
want.
No, they got a disclaimer from some of the movies that they did a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
They re-released these movies, but they put a disclaimer in because what they had in those movies back in those days,
didn't they just get in trouble for some racist content?
Well, yeah, but that's why they got the disclaimer. You know, but it's like.
What do you think? Should they have the disclaimer or should they not?
Well, it was late back then.
Right. I mean,
it's cold outside.
I like that you pelvic thrust, baby. It's cold outside.
Is that what it's called? I didn't know I had one.
Yeah, well, you just kind of.
I was going to go rent one.
You got it.
Thank you.
You got one.
How much did the pelvis cost? I don't know. The going rate? I have no idea. Okay. That's good, though. That's nice.
But yeah, Disney has their own streaming channel right now.
Streaming.
I grew up in a typewriter.
Up and down.
I grew up in a typewriter store, so I'm outdated.
Oh, yeah. Your hands must be tired.
Yes, very tired. On the home keys all day.
Yeah, that's. What about the States keys?
That's down here. It's not one of the home keys.
Oh,
but yeah, I love it. Do you ever work on a typewriter?
What you got in mind? Just check it. Okay.
You got to be on. Lester, you're always on. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's pretty amazing.
but it's interesting because of the Disney movies and stuff like that. And like the prince, like Princess Snow White.
Yeah.
They were upset because the prince, she was sleeping and the prince kissed her.
Oh.
And
Disney gives me anxiety because they're worried about that. But at every movie, they kill the father or one of the parents in some horrendous way.
Well, that's the deer thing.
Yeah, it's like crazy.
What's the name of that deer?
Bambi.
Movie? Yeah.
Bambi. But even like Lion King.
Yeah.
The dad.
In a circle. Circle of life.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
But that movie was brutal. Like, I remember watching it with my nieces and nephews as an adult thinking, uh-oh.
Well, because the dad got...
And they loved it, but yeah.
But then at the end, it was like the bad guy went through the same thing that
But we couldn't have a bad guy and keep a parent intact? Christ.
Well, it doesn't sell books.
So. You're right. I guess so. Yeah. It doesn't get viewership. Yeah.
There it is.
There's always something... off that has to be way off.
There you go.
I mean, the Little Mermaid, she wants to, whatever, she leaves her dad, runs away from home, I guess, is a way you can look at it.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean? She ran away from home.
Yeah, sales book. You know why she ran away from home?
Why?
Because home couldn't run away from her.
That's true.
First things first.
First things
first. Well, last things first.
Last, yeah. That's called mugging. I like that.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Look at that. Yeah, you can mug the camera. That's usually what my co-host Rick does.
Mug the camera?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Just stare right into it.
He's a good mugger.
Yes.
You got that?
We had a gentleman on a couple weeks ago. He has a puppet as well. Is that PC? I don't want to get in trouble.
No, I'm not a puppet. Did he stick his hand up there?
His name was Little Hobo, and Little Hobo got stolen on the road.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awful.
Was he hitchhiking?
I think he was just backstage at another comic.
Hobos usually hitchhike.
Hobo was his name.
I know, but
he is just out there hitchhiking. Maybe Hobo ran away.
Maybe he had, see what happens, Hobo stick his thumb out, and there it is.
Took his wooden thumb out?
Yeah, yeah. He didn't know. No, the guy who was looking Hobo.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's got a thumb.
Duncan. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was devastated. Have you ever had a scare like that?
What, no, well, knock on Lester. No. No.
I had it.
No, it's that's true. I got it misplaced one time.
Oh,
no,
okay.
His body was misplaced.
Just his body?
When I traveled, Lester was basically in two pieces. I would put his head unversatile.
I get it.
I put his head in a case and put it on the seat in the plane.
Okay.
Down by my feet. And then I would check his body, you know, because his body is bigger than his head.
Yeah, of course. Sure.
And so I got to a place in, I think it was Reno, and I was coming from L.A. to Reno.
Sure,
and I
got a short flight.
Yeah, and I got there and got off the plane and went to baggage claim and nobody. Nobody.
Were you yelling, where's my body?
Yeah, the body was, they knew where it was. It was still in L.A., so they said it'll be here later on. And so later on that evening, I got there. But I was working with Sammy Davis Jr. in Lake Tahoe.
Wow.
And I missed the first show.
Because?
Because they didn't have nobody. Nobody. And so I got him, but I was able to get up there for the second show. So it worked out nicely.
Did that ever happen after or before that?
No,
that was the first time?
It only has to happen once, if it happens at all. Something like that happens, you know, because. And this guy, all the TV shows I've done, this is the guy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the years, you know.
That's amazing.
And at the Comedy Store, I look around and I see the pictures up there on the wall. And that was back in the day when he had his big gigantic afro.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't wear a hat because the afro was too big.
So that's a nice one. You were representing in the 70s.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Had Dale Bottoms.
Sure. It was a big deal.
Platform shoes.
Mm-hmm.
All that.
All of it.
Yep.
I think that's amazing.
I think so, too.
I mean, I love the big afro. You should keep that.
Well, it was like...
switch to a hat?
When my hair went down. I had big hair and it went down. I said, I'll get a cap.
Okay, there you go.
So cap is a personality.
No, it truly is.
Yeah,
I love it.
You put a hat on your head and you look different.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? I love hats. I lived in hats.
Aren't they kind of small? Wow. I'm sorry. What's wrong? Nothing.
That was nothing. Amazing. I love it.
Did I say something wrong?
No, you said the greatest thing.
No, good.
But okay. They are small, but I would wear them all the time. So I guess I should say I wore them all the time. I didn't live in them.
You can put on a different hat and stuff like that. And
you just feel different.
Have you ever done cruise ships or been on a cruise
ship? I did. The ones I did probably you didn't do. I did like Kid Rock. So it was a little more wild, you know, Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Impractical Jokers cruise. Yeah.
But you know what happens on cruise? I notice if you ever go on the cruise ship again, when you go to the public restrooms on cruise ships,
okay,
they want passengers to go in the cabins.
They don't really want you in the restrooms, the public restrooms.
You're probably right.
So when you go in the public restrooms, right? But when you go in there, the lighting in those restrooms is scary.
Really?
You look in the mirror, you don't want to stay in there long. That's why the lighting's that way, see?
You're probably right.
You look in the mirror.
I'm trying to think about it.
Yeah, like, you look at it. Because the lighting is sort of strange. You look in the mirror and say, oh, geez, I don't want to see this. And you go out. You know, they don't have restrooms in banks?
No. Why? Well,
because the only deposit they want from you is your money. I'm just saying.
That's a great joke.
No, it's true.
Oh, no, it is true. But that's why it's funny.
A little leathery, huh? A little leathery. Thank you. Yeah. You know, somebody, I was in Vegas.
Okay.
And somebody took my pocket.
Really?
Yeah. What did they get? Practice.
They just practice?
Yeah,
empty pocket. You got pocket. Some lint in there? You
yeah,
got that,
yeah,
in
look,
there?
Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
There it is.
It is. Now, are you guys still touring now?
Yeah. We went and did a what we call a regional commercial. We did that in the Chicago area not too long ago. And we do a lot of the casinos. You know, we got the
great.
Indian casinos.
Yeah.
Can you say that? Yeah. You can say that. You can say that. Yeah. Indian casinos.
Yeah. They bought all the Hard Rocks. So
they did?
Mm hmm. Oh, okay. Seminole Indians.
Huh?
Seminole Indians bought them.
Good.
Yeah. Are you part Indian? You look a little Indian.
No, I'm just I'm part wood. wood. Don't say it. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Wooden Indian. I was going. No. They used to have wooden Indians outside of the cigar stores. You ever know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but they can't do that nowadays. So.
Why?
Well, it's not, you know. It's,
PC?
Yeah.
But wasn't it usually Indian stores? I feel like I was at an Indian store somewhere, Phoenix somewhere, and they had a lot of those.
Cigars?
No, Indians outside of the wooden.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like those little
really pretty. They were selling them.
Like those jockeys.
Yeah.
Just the outside of the houses?
Yeah.
This is what they do, jockeys, yeah.
Did you ever try to be a jockey, a lawn jockey?
No.
How about a regular jockey on a horse?
No.
That'd be tough, huh?
No, I'd like chauvinist. I'd like to laugh with people. I don't want people laughing at me. Like that, they do that.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I won't laugh.
No, I'm talking about the lawn jockeys, see? That's what they do.
You're right. They're kind of creepy. You're not creepy at all.
No, I'm not creepy.
Yeah.
No. Am I creepy? No, you're fine. You're doing fine. Doing fine.
I think you're doing great.
How do you like my shirt?
How many podcasts do you guys do? I love your shirt.
We've done a lot of podcasts. Yeah, we've done quite a few podcasts.
Okay.
I can't remember. I can't think of the guy's name. Comic out of New York. I can't think of his name. Anyway.
That's okay. I love it, because it's like the new thing. Like, also, Arx Hamilton has a show also on the Comedy Store channel that he does out there, more like a Tonight Show thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little shorter. I think you guys would be great on that. You guys should do that as well.
That's cool.
Yeah. Argus films it. And Argus, you know Argus, right?
Yeah, Argus, our buddy.
Yeah, he's been here a long time.
I think he's the longest actor's been here.
I think you might be right.
That's here now.
Yeah, and but still I'm, performing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, we just saw him tonight when we were coming in. And we love Argus because he's like, it goes back to the days of.
Yeah. You know, and it's not easy to keep up like that. You know what I mean? And Argus is still writing, still like coming up with new jokes and.
Does he still carry his clipboard?
Yeah, in a way, it's like he had his like he had a notebook. I don't know if it's a clipboard. I've seen the clipboard years ago, but he switches on and off
because they got the computer thing.
He don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't do that either. Do you when you write jokes? Do you type them out?
Lester. We recite them on the iPhone.
Oh, I see what you mean. You record them in the phone.
Record them, yeah.
Got it. And listen back.
Yeah.
See, yeah, I do that.
That way you get the timing right.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes.
Certainly.
We're sleeping, and then all of a sudden you think of a joke.
Yes.
and then you go back to sleep, and then the next day you get up and you write the joke down, and it's not the same.
No, you're absolutely right.
Because you left something out. Something's missing.
Yeah.
Out of that. So that's why it's still recorded.
Yeah. I always keep the paper and pen near the bed and the phone, just in case, depending on how
tired
I am. You
write a letter or something like that?
Yeah, I'll write a letter.
Wake up and say, I got to write a letter.
Dear John. Yeah.
Is that his name?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I call everybody John. They're all Johns to me.
I call a restroom that. Restroom? Yeah. I don't.
Do you have a girlfriend, Lester?
Groupies.
Groupies. Yes.
Yeah. That's the way to go.
Groupies always want to talk to you, right?
Yep.
That's amazing.
If they didn't have groupies, I wouldn't have nobody. Anybody.
Any.
Same thing.
Okay. I like that you correct this grammar. Did you go to school?
Huh? Yeah, but it was closed.
The shirt is amazing. What made you pick that shirt?
She changed the subject.
I did.
Was that segue? Yeah. No. You like this shirt?
Yes.
Let's see. Esne, how much does this shirt cost?
How much does that shirt cost?
I got $10 at Costco.
Wow. $10 at Costco.
They're cheap.
Very you know cheap. Why?
Because all the shirts have a hole in the back. That's the seconds. Yeah.
That's a great.
That's what they call seconds.
Seconds?
Yeah, you think, you know, when you buy something that's messed up.
Secondhand. Yeah.
No, you call them seconds. Yeah, because they're not made right. Something's missed. Something's wrong with them.
New,
but something's wrong. Something's off.
Yeah, what I can't think of the word, but yeah, seconds I never heard, but I like that.
It's like
interesting the way
you know, like you get a shoe,
mm-hmm.
and it has instead of having 8 eyes in there for the shoestrings,
okay,
it only has 7.
Got it.
That's a second. The shoe is good, but it's missing
an eye.
It's just
missing an eye.
It's missing an eye. Yeah,
yeah. You could do without one eye. Who needs 8 eyes?
That's right.
Right?
Well, I got to ask you something, Eleanor.
Please.
You want to? This is the puzzlement for us. You know, I don't know. We don't know why. Right?
Right.
Why do guys wear brown shoes these days with black pants?
Brown shoes, black pants.
They wear brown shoes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Why does that bother you?
Yeah. That's not right.
Are you a fashionista?
Yeah, I'm from the old school.
Okay.
Because you look at TV and you see the anchorman, if you see their shoes, mm-hmm. they got brown shoes on, they got a black suit. The brown shoes.
That bothers you?
Yeah, it's like, because when we were growing up, we wore black shoes with black pants. Like, for example,
would you wear black shoes with brown pants?
Black shoes? No. You wear brown shoes with brown pants.
Okay. Yeah. Brown and brown. I see what you're saying. Match it.
But these are wear brown shoes with black pants.
And an extremely fitted suit, right? Like the suit fits.
It doesn't matter. But anyway,
Do you like those fitted suits is what I'm asking. You know what I'm talking about? Where sometimes they're even a little bit like a high water.
Oh, you mean like you're stuck in a flood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever see those?
Yeah, at least you had those. The Temptations used to wear those.
For real?
Back in the 60s.
Skinny like that? Yeah, they're almost like skinny pants.
Yeah. If you look at some of the older pictures of the Temptations.
I'm trying to think of them dancing.
Early days of rock and roll, they wore those little skinny pants with the little short. The short.
So that's like something they're bringing back? Because I noticed like guys wearing these suits and they're real tight fitted. They're all different colors.
They weren't as tight as they are now.
They're very tight.
Yeah, they're really tight now.
Yeah.
See, they shouldn't wash it in hot water. They got to wash that stuff. Got to send it to the cleaners.
It shrinks, right?
They got to send it to the cleaners.
Yeah.
You can't die-fast that stuff.
No, you got to pay.
Yeah, that's right.
For it.
Yeah, if you dance to the music, you got to pay to the tither. Right? That's right.
That's right.
Ask your mama if you dance to the music. Don't you know you got to pay to the tither?
Amazing. I can't get over how well you sing.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, actually, what happens, like, when we first started in the business, we we being with Motown, and we didn't really sing, but when we would introduce the Motown acts, mm-hmm. and we stand in the wings, and we look out there, and we watch, we look at the audience, we look at the Temptations, or we look at the audience, look at Stevie Wonder, or look at the audience, and look at the Supremes, and we saw how much fun they were having.
Yeah,
the audience. So I said, well, maybe we can put a song in to cover our act.
Sure.
You know, to close our act with. So we were able to do that.
Now, was it something you wrote when you worked with them? Because I know when you work here, you would do one of their songs.
Yeah, we their songs.
Which is awesome. I'm just curious that works.
That was before I wrote songs, but that was before. It was always a song that people knew.
Yeah.
But what happened was when we did the songs for the Motortown Review, we would have to do a non-Motown song.
Got it. That's
because,
what, yeah.
Because the Motown, it's sure. a Motown show, and we couldn't do, what? We couldn't do My Girl, Temptations, to go, hey, what the hell are you doing?
It was My Girl and My Guy, is what I was thinking
of. Oh, yeah, that's Temptations and Larry Wills.
Yeah, which one came first? Because that's what I was thinking of in the documentary.
My guy.
Okay. My guy. And then they were like, we can do one. I'm like, what?
Well, I think Smokey Robinson mm-hmm. wrote that.
Yeah,
song.
It was Smokey. It was Barry Gordy and Smokey. It's a Motown documentary. I think it's on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched them talking about that,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That you guys know them.
Yeah. Yeah,
came up with them, basically.
Yeah.
That's your career.
Yeah, there it is. There
that's amazing.
Motown. You know what happens? I don't know what they're going to do with this particular thing. One time we went to Detroit,
okay,
and they were gonna do a particular area at Motown there, where they would you put your hands in cement and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we went there and Lester. I put my hands in the cement. It was a little square thing, rectangle. And I put
that's
my
so
hands
cool.
in there. I put my hands in there. And Lester, I couldn't put my hands in it.
Why not?
No, he couldn't put it. See, it wouldn't work.
Right.
So he put his shoes.
Aww.
So his shoes were in there. So my hands are in there. His shoes are in there. And they did it with all the Motown acts. And they put it away. And it's somewhere in Detroit. So I think when they enlarge the museum, I think they're going to bring those things out. So they can see
that's cool. Oh, so they had their own like cement. It wasn't like the front of a building or the front of a, you know, how like the Man's Chinese Theater, how
no,
they
it,
have
it, no, it's the, it's, it was like a rectangle. Mm-hmm. And so everybody would put their hands in a particular rectangle,
but it wasn't part of the sidewalk is what
no,
I'm asking.
No,
but
it can be, they got it stored
sure.
away.
Oh, cool.
It's a rectangle
cool.
that's stored away. Everybody's stuff is stored away, but they, I guess they have to have room to put it in, you know? So I think Ford Motor Company or somebody, they're underwriting the museum in Detroit and stuff like that. So, They probably have a Walk of Fame, Motown Walk of Fame or something to that effect, somewhere on the grounds.
That's awesome. I know you wanted to emulate that gentleman you brought up that was a ventriloquist as well. How did you meet Lester? I guess
me?
I should ask.
How did that come about?
Yeah.
Well, no, what happens, like, I took a correspondence course, Merritt School of Ventriloquism, and I was able to get the first Lester when I was about 13 years old.
Okay.
And my brother got that name for me because I couldn't think of a name.
Lester?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it was like medium Lester. Then when I was about 16 or 17 or 18, I got the medium Lester. Medium Lester came along.
And that's him?
No. Then after I got out of, I went to the Air Force. That was when I got out of the Air Force.
Oh, wow.
I was like
thank 20, you for your service.
23, 20, thank you. When 20, well, I was 21.
20, okay.
22 years old. And I went back to Detroit, and that's when I got with Motown. But when I got with Motown, we started working, doing shows with Motown. We were working theaters, and theaters had balconies. So the big, large venues.
Yeah.
So the medium Lester, people couldn't see him from the balcony because he was too small.
Oh.
So what I did, I sent back, and I got a larger Lester. That's me.
That's you.
And this Lester's been around for a whole bunch of years. People can see me from
anywhere.
Yeah, from anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
They can see us on upstairs in the OR. If they had a hole in the roof.
I think they're playing your song right now. You hear them playing the piano.
Yeah, that's Jeff.
Jeff Scott, the great Jeff Scott.
Jeff,
do you remember Steve Moore?
Steve, was he?
Piano player for a long time.
Steve, remember
Stevie
Steve?
Ray Moore was Lois Bromfield's wife, husband.
Oh.
Lois was his wife.
Yeah, I got it.
Sorry. I'm glad you're paying attention, Lester, because I'm all over the place.
It's okay. Yeah, Jeff and Danny. Danny is like does lighting and
Danny Lucas. Yeah, sure. Danny was the one who met, ran into you guys. I also had this piano player that worked here a while back named Lauren Gold, who played upstairs in the original room for like 3 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. But he was really good, you know, with Mike Becker and those guys. So he was on. He now plays with The Who. He tours with The Who all over.
Who?
That's when you turn your head.
Who?
Like the owl.
Owls don't turn. They don't turn their
head. Don't owls turn their head?
Yeah, but
they do like that.
They don't go.
They scare me. You don't. Owls do. Yeah, anyway,
how can owls scare you? They don't go goo.
No, they do meow, meow, like weird noises. They're creepy. You don't think owls are creepy?
I don't know.
All right, let's not go into that. But what I'm saying, so he goes.
Porcupines are creepy.
What's are creepy?
Porcupines.
Porcupines.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Porcupines are
kind of
creepy.
What are those guys that have the mask on? The mask on their eyes. The animal
robbers?
No. The
Oh, raccoons?
Oh yeah, raccoons.
You like raccoons?
No, they're
feisty. They'll fight you. They stand up on their back legs and they come at you.
They'll stand up on your back legs.
Whoa!
So they
who hasn't?
They got the run of the place. raccoons.
Raccoons do run the world, I think. Raccoons scare me. I mean, because they come right at you. Like they'll run up to you, like they're gonna fight you.
No, what you're supposed to do?
What?
You're supposed to act like you're large and go, ah!
That's what they told you to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they'll run away.
Has that happened? Have you scared off a raccoon?
No, I'm in the suitcase. They don't come near my suitcase.
They don't?
No, because I...
Would we have to, if the, what's the one, the skunks, if you got sprayed, would we have to wash you in tomato juice?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
It's tomato juice.
Yeah, right?
Because
yeah.
We did a college one time, and it was someplace out in the area, it was a rural area where this college was, and they always had a lot of tomato juice because the students would always...
Oh, because it happens so often.
Yeah, they would get sprayed with the skunk. And
I'm city folk. That scares me.
Well, the city... They can find skunks in cities too.
True, but not like I've never seen a skunk in South Philly.
Well, they get lost
in that way inland.
Huh?
I seen them in L.A.
Yeah, see, they got lost.
Yeah, L.A. But L.A. We just keep building on their areas.
So. You see a lot of stuff in L.A.
Yeah, you can see anything in L.A. I'm waiting for a bear to knock on my door.
You're gonna use tomato juice. Get in the drink.
Raccoons will knock on your door. My ex, he lived in Eagle Rock, and the raccoons used to knock on his door so he would come out and feed them.
Wow. Smart raccoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't, the raccoons will go in your garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to lift up the lid.
Sure, they rip up your roof, too. They eat up out all the
eat up the roof?
No, what's that called?
These? Gutter?
Yeah, I'm not in the gutter, but like they pull it all apart.
Oh, the gutter snipe.
Yeah, what did you say?
Gutter snipe. Well, that's from the movie, My Fair Lady.
Yeah, I know My Fair Lady.
That saying is from that movie.
And what is it?
Gutter snipe.
Gutter snipe.
Gutter snipe. Gutter snipe.
I used to go to singing class sing. I could have danced all night. That was my song.
Oh, unless they're tired.
Yes.
Well, I could dance all night. Good. Okay. That's good.
But my sister would go with me, and my sister asked if she could put the gentleman's name on her resume. And he was like, yeah. And then I asked if I could put his name on my resume, and he was like, no, not yet. Wow. That's how bad of a singer I was.
You're psychic?
I'm not psychic. I'm just a bad singer.
Well, he's a psychic.
He was a psychic. He knew.
Well, he's a psychic. That's good. Yeah. Well, that's okay.
So what else do you have coming? What are you guys doing now? You have a documentary.
Yeah, we're working on the documentary. It's an interesting documentary. It's about me and Lester and I.
There you go.
Hopefully it's exciting because we haven't done anything exciting, man.
You've done so much exciting things.
Well, we didn't go out and saw somebody's leg off or something like that.
Well, do you need to? Do you want to? Is that what you're saying your future holds?
No, that's the hook.
Are you psychic?
No, the hook.
Oh.
You know, hook. You know, hook, that's what sells books, you know. Hook.
Yeah, true.
Books and stuff like that. But we're doing a documentary and hopefully it should be, we're getting near the end of it, and everything's going to be Peachy Keen,
whatever you want to call it.
Peachy Keen. Peachy Coochie, you said? No. I didn't mean that. Okay. See, I have to control him.
Peachy Coochie. That's the way I'll say it for now on.
Good.
It's great.
Good. You can get a t-shirt made like that.
Do you guys do social media and all that crazy stuff?
Oh, yeah, we're on Facebook.
Okay.
And all that stuff.
Do you do Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or just Facebook?
Facebook, Instagram, and we got a website and all, you know, all that stuff. So it's,
good. Smart. So, okay. What dates do you have coming up? Do you have shows coming up?
We've got a thing that's going, it's like next month. We're going to Bermuda.
Whoa, be careful out there.
A gig in Bermuda, right? Yeah. Bermuda.
They got a triangle.
No, that's the low Bermuda. Yeah, it's a little west,
lower.
Southwest of.
Well, I'm saying don't wander off.
No, I never wander off.
Yeah,
but it's okay though. If I fall in the water, I float. No big deal.
Absolutely adorable. I love you guys.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming. And so, people, where can they find you? What is your handle and your website?
No, Willie and Lester. Willie and Lester.
Okay. Not Willie Tyler?
WillieandLester.com.
WillieandLester.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
It's simple. Easy. Easy.
Very easy, guys.
Sunday morning again. Yeah.
Easy like Sunday morning.
Yes.
Check them out. And when does the documentary come out, or you don't know?
It should be next year.
Next year, but it'll be on your website and stuff.
Well, yeah, all that information will be on there. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very
much. It is a pleasure getting to sit this close to you.
Thank you. That sounds good. Thank you.
You were peachy coochie, I got to tell you.
Peachy coochie.
Willie, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're an amazing talent.
I appreciate it.
I'm so happy that you came in. Honestly, I'm honored.
Thank you.
That you came in and did this for us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, check Willie and Tyler out. WillieandTyler.com.
No. Willie and Lester.
I mean, Willie and Lester. Criminies. I can't believe I'm getting corrected by Lester. Seriously, Willie and Lester. No last name. WillieandLester.com. Mm-hmm. And check out that documentary because that would be amazing. Also, go to my website, Eleanor J. Kerrigan, for any dates coming up. I got them all on there. I'll be on the East Coast until January, starting November 26th, I think it is, right before Thanksgiving. I'm not good at life.
It's cold back there.
Philadelphia, New York,
it's cold back
Jersey.
There. It's cold back there.
It's freezing. I'm going to bring Lester for comfort.
Frigid.
There you go. That's what I am. Frigid. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.